And we go now to the lobbying firm. A lobbying firm run by New Zealand First Foundation trustee pushed for a law change on behalf of a property development company, which then donated tens of thousands of dollars to the foundation. Doug Woolerton took on apartment developer Conrad Properties as a client for his firm, The Lobbyist. He was lobbying for changes to the foreign home buyers ban for Conrad, which believed it would be adversely affected because it sells more than 40% of its apartments to overseas buyers, mainly Chinese. But the minister in charge of the legislation, David Parker, and the head of the select committee, Michael Wood, say due process was followed and Conrad didn't actually get the changes they were asking for. Investigative journalist Guy Espiner reports.
Doug Woolerton is one of two trustees running the New Zealand First Foundation, which bankrolls the New Zealand First Party. Just what his role is, he won't say.
No, I'm not even going to discuss that. I'm sorry.
Can you tell me whether you believe you have any conflicts of interest, given you have a lobbying firm and you're also gathering money for a party which is in government?
No, I'm not going to discuss any of that either.
That was the only interview he's given RNZ last November. Neither Mr. Woolerton nor Conrad Properties would speak to RNZ for this story. But since last November, we've learned a little more about Mr. Woolerton's lobbying work. One of his clients was Conrad Properties, New Zealand's largest apartment developer.
Over the past 12 years, Conrad Properties have focused on apartment development, predominantly in Auckland CBD.
But they felt that was threatened when, in December 2017, the government introduced legislation banning foreign home buyers. The original changes to the Overseas Investment Act would have meant foreign buyers could buy apartments off the plans but would have to sell them on when the development was completed. In a submission on the law change, Conrad said its developments would stop if the bill passed in its current form. By February 2018, Conrad had hired Mr. Woolerton as a lobbyist to help fight its cause. On February the 2nd, 2018, Mr. Woolerton emailed National MP David Carter, saying he was acting for Jamie Hutchins and Ben Dearlove, directors of Conrad Properties, which was being adversely affected by changes to the Overseas Investment Act.
They're seeking an amendment to that bill and would like to discuss this with Mr. Carter.
David Carter, one of the MPs considering the law change on the Finance and Expenditure Select Committee, agreed to the meeting, but told RNZ he was surprised to learn Conrad was a significant donor to the foundation. Between July 2018 and January 2019, Conrad Properties and entities which share the same two directors donated $55,000 to the New Zealand First Foundation in four amounts, all falling below the public disclosure threshold. Otago University law professor Andrew Geddes says the $15,000 threshold for disclosure needs to be changed to give more transparency about who is funding political parties.
I think it shows the $15,000 threshold is just too high. It needs to come down so that you just can't pass across very large donations without any public scrutiny.
Conrad Properties was one of about 30 development companies wanting changes to the legislation banning foreign home buyers. Conrad Properties declined to be interviewed by RNZ, but the chair of the Finance and Expenditure Select Committee, Labour MP Michael Wood, says it was a standard select committee process.
In response to Conrad's submissions and the submissions of others, there were changes made to the bill at the select committee process. My recollection is that there were some aspects of Conrad's submission that were effectively taken on board and others that were not.
Labour's David Parker, who as Associate Finance Minister was in charge of the legislation, also says due process was followed and that Conrad didn't actually get the changes it was seeking. Mr. Parker says Conrad wanted the removal of the on-sale requirements for all newly built apartment units, but the government decided the exemption should be more narrow. After the select committee process, the bill was changed by the government to allow foreign buyers to hold on to properties bought off the plans and rent them out if they were in developments with 20 or more units. The New Zealand First MP on the select committee, Fletcher Tabateau, said he didn't meet with Conrad, and nor was he aware they had donated to the foundation. He said it was the Treasury who proposed the amendments to the bill and described it as a normal parliamentary process that resulted in a suboptimal outcome for Conrad Properties. For Morning Report, Kogai and Espen at TNA.